That's the spirit
with Professor Peter Lynam. Kia ora, mate. How's it going?
I am very well, thank you. I should hum along myself. So I've got a fascinating story, which you may have talked about in other contexts on your show. Ilhan Omar, the Somali Muslim congresswoman of Minnesota. Have you heard of her?
No.
So this has been the centre of a little rumpus in the Democrat-controlled Congress in the US of A over the last couple of weeks.
Okay.
Because she's quite a striking woman, the youngest person in the US Congress, 37 years old, doesn't seem so young to me. We've just about got a prime minister of that age. But in the States, where they value age and suits over anything else.
Right, a bit of grey comes with.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It's astonishing that she was elected. Not only so, but, you know, here is a refugee.
Right.
From Somalia, who made it to a Democratic list for Minnesota and got elected. It's just an amazing story.
A little glimmer of hope from America. That's always a good feeling.
Wait for the rest of the story. Yes. So no sooner does she get elected than controversy begins to erupt over a tweet that she made back in 2012 when she was rising to recognition for what, for her reputation as an outspoken woman. Now, interesting, because she's veiled.
Right.
And she defends the veil, and to actually allow her to wear the veil in Congress, they needed to pass a resolution that permitted women to have their heads covered, because you're not allowed to have your heads covered in the US Congress.
So she's blowing minds.
Yeah, that's right.
But I find it funny that people have a problem with a tweet considering their president.
Yes, but listen to the tweet.
Okay.
The tweet was, Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So this is pretty strongly placing her on the side of the Palestinian peoples and the independent state of Palestine.
Have people interpreting the tweet as anti-Semitic? Or
yes,
do
they
you,
are, yes.
Has she explained herself in like a separate tweet?
She was pretty cautious and slow about explaining herself. Mm. And as a result, the people left to several sides in the way they interpreted it. There's been a whole series of sort of comments and interpreters. She really dislikes Benjamin Netanyahu, which doesn't seem to me to be a point to count against her, since this is a highly irresponsible leader of a democratic nation.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he was elected, sort of, in a strange coalition. So there was, she's bold. She uses Twitter. She comments. For example, here is a recent tweet in which she made a comment. Now let's just get the context.
She might have to be careful on Twitter with that. She might get I know Twitter can be quite militant with their bannings and stuff.
Well, that's right. But also Twitter encourages, you know, crisp statements.
Yes.
For example, you have trafficked. Hi, Donald Trump. You have trafficked and hate your whole life against Jews, Muslims, indigenous immigrants, black people and more.
Mm.
I learned from people impacted by my words. When will you? This is her getting her revenge on the people criticising her.
Right.
So she has very strongly condemned Israel, and the result has been a huge rumpus. And there really is a very strong pro-Israel lobby in the States, and it's very effective in bringing pressure in Congress, where large Jewish donors really do help the re-election of candidates.
Uh-huh.
And they have been very disturbed by her anti-Israel comments. The boldest one since she's been in power was her statement about... I'm looking for the words. There's an excellent commentary on it in the BBC. But various other comments have drawn attention to one where she's talked about, I'm having to paraphrase here, isn't it strange that the states will allow a foreign nation to influence its affairs? And she's talking of Israel, as the whole quote makes clear. Of course, we've got the Russians also making an impact in US affairs. And, of course, the central point is that no state should interfere in the US affairs. It ought to be totally independent. And she's condemning Israel in the same way that others are condemning Trump and Russia.
Mm.
So the result was that a storm of protest erupted in Congress, which led Nancy Pelosi to try to put together a resolution which condemned her anti-Jewish statements, probably fearing, because the Democrats do pretty well out of contributions to their re-election funds from Jewish sources. And so after a complex series of discussions, a hilarious resolution was passed in which they condemn those who attack Israel, but also those who attack, and they decided to add in anything else they could think of. So those who attack people for their all minorities. So they threw in Arabs, Muslims, LGBT. They just threw in any name that they could think of. And Ms. Omar, in fact, voted in favour of this resolution, which was supposed to condemn her, because it had been as neutral as they come.
Right.
But it's what I find intriguing is this, that Israel and Jews and Muslims, these are an increasingly hot issue in the States.
There's kind of always, but I don't know how deep the regular American gets into it. I think they're just like, anywhere that isn't here is evil. That's kind of
No, I think there are two different dimensions here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is fairly clear if you go on some Islamic websites that there is a kind of innuendo of the Jews are communists and big money people who are evil authorities, and so there's quite a lot of fear that this kind of anti and pro-Nazi and anti-Jewish thing is on the point of re-emerging. And then on the other side, there's this kind of ridiculous flavour to these discussions where kind of anything that remotely criticizes Israel is seen as anti-Semitic.
Right.
And you see, this is why for Muslims in public positions are under huge pressure to not condemn Israel, lest they be seen as anti-Semitic. And of course, anti-Semitic views are on the rise in lots of parts of Europe.
Okay.
So that's the kind of nervousness.
Yeah, I've heard the gnarly right has been sort of kicking up over in Europe.
Yeah.
Heard about this.
So, Peter, is she? Do you think she's going to cop enough flack that she will she be able to ride her way through this recent kerfuffle?
Great word.
I think so, because I think the Democrats really are recognising that they've got to create a coalition of people who will vote for them, and it'll be an odd coalition of people from all sorts of backgrounds. On the other hand, I mean, I think that the awkwardness of the whole story is that American politics rides this sort of nervous fear, especially in the Trump era, that you mustn't say anything strong about anybody.
Yeah, it's just... it's terrible to, yeah, I mean, people, it's, I just hate this digging that people are doing back into people's past, you know, like going back and finding a tweet that she did in 2012 when the situation for her is quite probably slightly different to what it was now. And I, you know, for people to interpret a tweet from her so specifically when it kind of sounds fairly broad, like it's a broad statement, but
that's the trouble. That's the trouble with the social media age, isn't it?
Mm.
There's always footprints around when you're having a little crazy time. I had a couple of wines and said something. I was a little bit, way, and everyone liked it. And I was like, shit, I'm all right. And here we are.
But I guess if you look at the leader of the free world, you look at Trump and what he's tweeting on a daily basis.
That's what,
it's
what I'm saying. It's like vicious irony.
You know, apples and oranges.
Yes, quite.
Yeah, it's a funny situation.
So this is the odd situation that we're facing, I think.
Yes.
At me. It's just an uncomfortable time.
Mm.
We do need voices that represent a variety of views, but it is also true that attempts to eliminate any ethnicity, I mean, we've got to watch out for those.
Mm.
Agreed.
Because there are popular forces around.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
You know,
yes.
You look in Christchurch, for example, and you can see that same sort of thing in the Nazi groups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, right, Peter, thank you very much, mate.
You're welcome. Okay.
Brilliant. We'll catch you next week.
Excellent. See you. Bye. Bye-bye.